I thank the distinguished delegate from the Russian Federation for his statement and for the support he extends to our work. My first and foremost concern upon drawing up the agenda for this year was precisely to be as effective as possible in our deliberations, as I intend to extract as much material as possible from the floor so that I would be in a better position to prepare the report of our group in the May session. Therefore, I sympathize with the comments of my Russian colleague to the effect that the general debate should be geared towards presenting new materials, nuances, and new proposals to be shared by the group rather than to reiterate aspects that are already known. And actually, my call has been well received by delegations as a number of new proposals has been put to our consideration. Of course, it was beyond my powers to limit delegations in their interventions, and if they assume that even some old aspects deserve to be reiterated, it is within their capacity to do so. But I will certainly encourage all of them to try to come forward with new aspects so as to enable us to have a more focused and forward-looking debate rather than to reiterate old pieces and bits of what has already been put before the group. Having said that, regarding the indicative timetable that I put forward, it was also geared towards generating some structure and organization for our work without precluding the inclusion of topics or bringing back topics that delegations feel strongly about. Actually, the five topics that the Russian delegation suggests, some of them overlap a lot with what is contained in my indicative timetable, but they reflect the agenda of the group, I was told, that was discussed in 2019. So we have lots of things have taken place in the meantime. And actually, the topics that are here, they reflect common themes and issues that are part of the proposals. So I would like very much to have a discussion that is cross-cutting around those themes and any other themes that delegations wish to raise during the discussion. That's why I reserved the two last sessions for other topics that are not named. And it is at the discretion of delegations to come forward with their views on any other topics. Because, as I mentioned to you, what we suggested reflects common themes present in the proposals that were presented until the date I sent my letter. It does not impede anyone to come forward with new proposals and new topics that were not part of the previous array of documents available to the committee. And they could very well be raised from the floor during our discussions. So I would like again to indicate to the Russian delegate that this tentative timetable is not an official document of the conference, and it's not going to be put to a vote or to be endorsed by colleagues, neither it's going to be part of the report of our session. Okay. I recognize that the delegate of Pakistan has asked for the floor, but I believe that the delegation of the Russian Federation would like to interact on this, and I'll give him the floor, and then I'll give the floor to Pakistan. Russian Federation, you have the floor.